Chapter 25, Literature in the Closing Work. The end of all things is at hand. The great and wonderful work of the last gospel message is to be carried on now as it has never been before. The world is to receive the light of truth through an evangelizing ministry of the Word in our books and periodicals. Our publications are to show that the end of all things is at hand. I am bidden to say to our publishing houses, lift up the standard, lift it up higher. Proclaim the third angel's message that it may be heard by all the world. Let it be seen that here are they that keep the commandments of God in the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14:12. Let our literature give the message as a witness to all the world. Our workers should now be encouraged to give their first attention to books that deal with the evidences of our faith, books that teach the doctrines of the Bible and that will prepare a people to stand in the trying times before us. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 61, 1909. Enlightening the Earth. In a large degree, through our publishing houses, is to be accomplished the work of that other angel who comes down from heaven with great power and who lightens the earth with his glory. Testimonies, Volume 7, page 140, 1902. Specific objectives of our literature. Our publishing work was established by the direction of God and under His special supervision. It was designed to accomplish a specific purpose. Seventh-day Adventists have been chosen by God as a peculiar people separate from the world. By the great cleaver of truth, He has cut them out from the quarry of the world and brought them into connection with Himself. He has made them His representatives and has called them to be ambassadors for Him in the last work of salvation. The greatest wealth of truth ever entrusted to mortals, the most solemn and fearful warnings ever sent by God to man, have been committed to them to be given to the world, and in the accomplishment of this work, our publishing houses are among the most effective agencies. Startling messages. The publications sent forth from our publishing houses are to prepare a people to meet God. Throughout the world, they are to do the same work that was done by John the Baptist for the Jewish nation. By startling messages of warning, God's prophet awakened men from worldly dreaming. Through him, God called backsliding Israel to repentance. By his presentation of truth, he exposed popular delusions. In contrast with the false theories of his time, truth in his teaching stood forth as an eternal certainty. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, was John's message. This same message, through the publications from our printing houses, is to be given to the world today. The prophecy that John's mission fulfilled outlines our work. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Matthew 3, 2 and 3. As John prepared the way for the first, so are we to prepare the way for the second advent of the Savior. Exalt the Sabbath. Our publishing institutions are to exalt the claims of God's downtrodden law. Standing before the world as reformers, they are to show that the law of God is the foundation of all enduring reform. In clear, distinct lines, they are to present the necessity of obedience to all His commandments. Constrained by the love of Christ, they are to cooperate with Him in building up the old waste places, raising up the foundations of many generations. They are to stand as repairers of the breach, restorers of paths to dwell in. Through their testimony, the Sabbath of the fourth commandment is to stand as a witness, a constant reminder of God, to attract notice and arouse investigation that shall direct the minds of men to their Creator. Herald the three angels' messages. Let it never be forgotten that these institutions are to cooperate with the ministry of the delegates of heaven. They are among the agencies represented by the angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come. Revelation 14, 6 and 7. From them is to go forth the terrible denunciation, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Revelation 14, 8. They are represented by the third angel that followed, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image, and receive his mark and his forger in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God. Revelation 14, 9 and 10, Testimonies, Volume 7, page 138 to 40. Strengthening every pin and pillar, the bookwork should be the means of quickly giving the sacred light of present truth to the world. The publications that come forth from our presses today are to be of such a character as to strengthen every pin and pillar of the faith that was established by the Word of God and by the revelations of His Spirit. Testimonies, Volume 9, page 69. Power of the pen around the world. The pen is a power in the hands of men who feel the truth burning upon the altar of their hearts and who have an intelligent zeal for God balanced with sound judgment. The pen dipped in the fountain of pure truth can send the beams of light to dark corners of the earth, which will reflect its rays back, adding new power and giving increased light to be scattered everywhere. I have been shown that the publications already have been doing a work upon some minds in other countries in breaking down the walls of prejudice and superstition. I was shown men and women studying with intense interest papers and a few pages of tracts upon present truth. They would read the evidences so wonderful and new to them and would open their Bibles with a deep and new interest as subjects of truth that had been dark to them were made plain, especially the light in regard to the Sabbath of the fourth commandment. As they searched the scriptures to see if these things were so, a new light shone upon their understanding, for angels were hovering over them and impressing their minds with the truths contained in the publications they had been reading. A harvest of precious souls. I saw them holding papers and tracts in one hand and the Bible in the other, while their cheeks were wet with tears and bowing before God in earnest, humble prayer to be guided into all truth, the very thing He was doing for them before they called upon Him. And when the truth was received in their hearts and they saw the harmonious chain of truth, the Bible was to them a new book. They hugged it to their hearts with grateful joy, while their countenances were all aglow with happiness and holy joy. These were not satisfied with merely enjoying the light themselves, and they began to work for others. Some made great sacrifices for the truth's sake and to help those of the brethren who were in darkness. Life Sketches, page 214 to 215. Seed for the Pentecostal harvest. God will soon do great things for us if we lie humble and believing at His feet. More than 1,000 will soon be converted in one day, most of whom will trace their first convictions to the reading of our publications. Review and Herald, November 10, 1885. End of the book, Counsels to Writers and Editors, by Ellen G. White.